Hi everyone, welcome to the Let's Do It Afraid podcast. These are your hosts, I'm Myra.
I'm Yvette.
So today, Yvette, I thought it would be good for us to maybe give the listeners a chance to kind of get to know us a little bit better. Maybe talk about how fear has manifested itself in our lives, in different forms. And also, I was thinking that when we start having guests on, like one of the first questions that I want to ask them, it might be kind of cool to ask each other.
Oh, that'd
It's
be
nothing
awesome.
crazy. It's nothing crazy. It's like, it's literally like, what is your biggest fear at the moment? Because I know, like, if we think long term, of course, we're going to say, like, oh, well, I'm afraid of, losing my spouse or losing my children or, my family dying. Of course, those are fears that I think are really big for all of us. But if we could maybe not focus on like what's not going on right now, but just focus on a fear that we're currently battling, like today, even.
I
Do
think
you
my
want me to go
biggest
first?
fear, either is fine.
You go first. Okay.
Okay, so I think my biggest fear has always been, and it continues to be, like the fear of dying, and then like who's gonna raise my kids. Not that they don't have par another parent, or not that they don't have like family, but it's like they're not gonna do what I do. Or I mean, eventually I know they'll figure it out, but it's like, what's gonna happen? Who's gonna be the Amer like the therapy for my kids, the scheduling for my kids, the sports, activities, like. Are they going to be able to carry on what they like to do if I'm not here? And then, like, I don't know. They've always been my key and motivation. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. I like lose it. So when I first started having anxiety and I had like panic attacks, I literally was like, it was weird. Like, throughout the whole day, I couldn't, like, I felt like I was falling in a hole. It was weird. Like, even if it was standing up, like, I felt like I was going to fall. And then
Yeah.
I thought, like, what is going on with my body? Am I dying? Like, is this it?
Yeah.
And then I would lay in bed even at night, and I was like, I wouldn't fall asleep because I thought I was gonna fall in a hole and I was gonna die and disappear. Like, my mind is like, it like se cerró, and it's like, what is next? Like, is this the end of my life? Like, what is next? I don't know. It was weird. And when I went to the doctor, like, that's very common. Like, the fear of dying like comes real. And it's like, I used to enjoy going on rides. I used to enjoy going like on bridges, and like, I didn't really mind it. You know, it's not like my favorite thing to do, but I didn't really get scared. And now everything I do, I'm like, is this gonna kill me? Like, why am I like that? Like, I can't let that fear take me. Like, I want to take my kids and do trips and go to the zoo. We went to the zoo and it took me on one of those little sillitas that go on the string. And the whole
Yes, I
time
open.
I
Yes.
was like, I'm gonna die. I gotta be quiet. I gotta pull this off. Like, oh my God, it was so scary. But I was like, dude, why?
Yeah. No, but I think a lot of people have that fear. A lot of moms. I talk to a lot of moms, and I think that that is a very common fear. Is there something that you do when you're feeling that anxiety that kind of helps you?
I just try to be in the present. So like I talk to myself and I'm like, this is like, I know what I'm doing. This is every day. Like, I used to be able to do it without no fear. Like, I just talk to myself and kind of like regulate myself and like, I'm fine, I'm alive, I'm grateful. And I like turn to my gratefulness and I'm like, what are 5 things I'm grateful for? Like th and then I see my kids' joy and I'm like, okay, forget about it. Like, I just try to distract myself, I guess, in other words.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, strangely, that isn't a fear of mine. I've never been afraid of death. I'm afraid more of like, something happening to my kids than myself. But I definitely understand. I think that that is a big fear for a lot of moms. I think you're definitely not alone there. I think my biggest fear that I'm struggling with, and I've kind of struggled with for a while, is being seen. And I don't mean in the sense of like people getting to know me because I love talking to people. I'm, very transparent with people. I think it's more of like physically being seen. And I find myself being in pictures less and less and less. And it's almost like everything I do, I just want to be so invisible. The way I dress or the way I do my hair, like I don't like to stand out. And I am one of those wives that if my husband's looking at me, I'll be like, what are you looking at? Like, it makes me really mad.
I've done
Like,
that
what are
before.
you
I'm
looking at?
like,
Don't look at me.
is there nothing, like, what is there something on my eye?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
And he'll be
it's
like, no,
weird,
he's like, I
but
just, he'll be like, no, I just, I, you look beautiful. And I'm like, stop it. No, I don't. Like, leave me alone. Like I just
I think we do it to ourselves sometimes, though. It's like the confidence. Maybe it's like, for me, it's self-esteem sometimes, or like the confidence, or I'm like, no, if I put on a lipstick, if I do this, if I do that, it'll change my mood in the day sometimes. And like in the morning, I'm like, no, I don't have time to do this. I have to get the kids out the door. They have to be there on time. And then I'm like, no, I have to do this for myself. Like I have to crave that. I mean, make that time, crave it
Yeah.
out of my schedule and make the time to
Yeah.
do something for myself, even if it's not makeup, even if it's not like going to walk or like even before, like when I first started with anxiety, I drop off my boys and Elodie wasn't in school yet, so I go on a walk every day. I make it all the way to like Target, or I don't know how many miles that is, or if it's a mile or whatever, and then I'd come back, and every day was my morning routine, and I'd come back and it was 9 or 10, and I'm like, oh my God, so fun, yeah, you know. And then it got me doing other things. But if I'm home and I'm like focused, my mind can go in a million different directions. So it's like home back in, get something to do, do your to-do list. And even then, like if I don't have the motivation to do it, it's really hard. It'll like I just do it.
Yeah. No, but that is like a fear that I've been struggling with lately. It's just like, and like I said, I was noticing yesterday, I'm like, gosh, I have no pictures with like my kids
Yeah.
or my husband, like recent pictures. And it almost makes me sad for like my kids because one day they're gonna look back and they're gonna be like, where was my mom in all these
I
pictures?
was thinking of that. Like, I think we went camping and I'm like, I don't have makeup on. I don't like pictures without makeup on. I don't know, I look weird, unfiltered, or like my face is all red, or you know,
Yeah.
like the unevenness. I'm like, oh, I don't want these pictures. But then I'm like, my kids don't even care. Like, so I sat there and took pictures, but I'm like, I don't even like any of these pictures, but whatever, like, you know. And it's so true,
Same,
like
yeah.
your kids are not gonna think of mom is not wearing makeup, mom is has her hair down, mom, you know, they want those pictures. So it's like, as hard as it is for us sometimes, it's like we gotta suck it up a little bit, figure it out. Like just take the picture, you don't have to post it anywhere, you know,
Yeah,
and make it a habit of doing
and you're right.
something.
That's what I have to tell myself.
Like you don't have to post
Yeah,
it.
like that's what I have to tell myself. That's what I'm just gonna think like, okay, I'm not gonna post it. Like I don't have to post it. It's just more for my kids.
Yeah.
But at the, you know, and also like, I don't think people realize how like a big deal doing this podcast is even for
Yeah.
like me, because I tend to be. To want to make myself smaller in so many areas of my life.
And why
So
do
it's like,
you think, like, is there something that triggers that? Or, like, you know, like that fear? Or, like, why do you wanna? I don't know. Is it that you don't like? I nitpick at my pictures, like, oh my God, did I eat?
oh,
Oh my
same.
God. And I get that from my mom. My mom will never, like, she'll make me take 1,000 pictures before she selects a picture. And I'm like, Mom, you look great. And no. Mira nomás, y el ojo se fue para allá. Y era esto. I'm like, oh my God. So I get it from my mom.
I don't know where I get it from. My mom loves taking pictures. My
Yeah,
mom
she's
probably
so
takes a
freaking
selfie.
great.
Yeah, my mom
Yeah.
probably takes a selfie every day of her life. And I've never heard her say like, "Oh, I look like this or I look like that." I think it's just me. Like I nitpick at myself. Like, "Oh my God, my face is like so weird," or "I just look so fat," or my, you know, my lips and my mouth are not
Angle.
proportioned. My angle's not
Yeah.
right. Yeah, like it's just so many things, and I do it to myself. And I can't tell you like when exactly it started because I really have no idea. But that's just like a fear of mine that I constantly deal with is just like I don't want to be seen. And
I
it's
think it
ridiculous.
has to
Like
go
little
back
things.
to maybe
Yeah, like little.
self-love.
Yeah. And that's what I tell my counselor, my therapist. It's like I really need to like love myself, but I don't know how to do it. Like it's something so ridiculous where like me and my husband have been married for like 18 years, and I've never dressed or undressed in front of him. I don't take
Really?
shower. I don't take showers with my husband. I will never, like, if I'm gonna get dressed, everyone has to go outside of the room, including my husband, or I have to go like into a bathroom or something. I don't undress in front of him, and I don't dress in front of him. So
You
that's
think it
weird.
has to do with that? A lot of the self-love and like our self-critique. And maybe like, I forget sometimes, I'm like, I've always, desde que estaba chiquilla, like, I remember one time estaba comiendo. Or estaba agarrando algo de comer, and my uncle was like, what did he say? He's like, dude, don't eat anymore. Look, you're getting chunky over here. I was like, what? I was like, excuse me. But then after that, I was like, I'm getting fat. And then from that moment forward, I'm like, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. And I
Yeah.
look at pictures and I'm like, I was not fat. Like, I was fine. What was in my head? It, like it, después de los niños, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll get it. I'll lose my weight after. I'll lose my weight. And it's like, nunca lo pierdes. And then like I should like, and it, a veces me enojo because like I go on these fitness journeys, or you call them. And I'm like, okay. And I did it for like in COVID, I did it for like a year. I did workouts every single day with my mom. I didn't see him change. And I'm like, I mean, yes, physically you felt better, mentally, like everything felt better, pero like I still had to push myself to get out of bed. I didn't want to do it. I didn't like find the motivation to do it, but only because I had an accountability partner did I really do it. And then every single time, like I didn't lose weight, I would look at things and I'm like, I get so stuck in my head and I'm like, I'm not doing this. It's not worth it. It's not worth it because I'm it takes so much of my day. And like, in reality it doesn't, but it's like roadblocks, you know? It's like, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. And it's like I didn't see improvement, or I didn't see what I wanted to see. And it's like we forget, like we compare ourselves to so many different people. And it's like, no, everybody has their own journey, everybody has their own path. Not everybody's body is the same. Like, pero a la vez, it doesn't help when society looks at you differently, or you know, and like I used to not care what people said, and now like everything bugs me. I'm like, oh, well, apparently he looked at me differently. And I'm like, why do I even care? Like, just move on. They're not important. They don't pay my bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think you hit a good point. I think a lot of it, like you were saying with your uncle, I think our culture, like I don't know. I can't speak for, other cultures. I can only speak for my culture or our culture, which is Hispanic culture. And I feel like in our culture, they do really focus a lot on looks. Like even my son, my son's not like a little twig. And like my suegra will make comments, my cuñados, my parents, my siblings, and it irks me. And like I have no problem like sticking up for him. Like the minute I hear something, I'll be like, no. My son is perfect. He is beautiful. He is absolute, like there's nothing wrong with my son's appearance. And I catch it really quick. But I think that when I was younger, I did get a lot of those criticisms, and I think that the biggest criticism was from my mom. And I just remember.
It's not intentional, is what I was trying to say. It's not like
No, like I'm sure
sometimes
they
it just
weren't.
comes across and society is just like that. But it's crucial. Like we went to Mexico, I mean, we go to Mexico often with my parents and the kids, and they like the culture, and they like they kind of humbles us a lot, but the society is crucial. Like the comments they make, the things they say, the envy that they have, like you can see it left and right. Like they're like, oh, esa gorda. Oh, mira nomás. ¿Cómo le hace para tener esa camioneta? Oh my God. ¿Cómo le hace para venir tanto? Oh my God. I'm like, what do you do? I didn't pay for this yet. Like it's still on my card. I have things to do, and I go because my grandma's really old. So I make it a priority in my life to go and get things done. And even then, like my husband's family's all over there. So I'm like, it doesn't feel fair to me to have all my family here and him not have anything. You know, so when I go over there, I'm like, I try to enjoy everybody's company. And even though, like, you may not be well received in certain places, but I still make it a priority to make my kids understand who is related to them and who's not related to them, and then have a relationship with whoever they choose to do it with. And it's like, it's really, what's it called? Fulfilling for me to be able to build those relationships and have those kids go back and understand, like, where we really came from. And it's interesting because, like, my mom's like, yo fui a esa escuela, y yo hacía esto, and I'm born in this rancho. And then they're like, what? How'd you go make it to the city? Like, you know, and my dad's like, well, I used to have to walk from the rancho to the city. It took me this long, this many hours, and by myself, and in nature, and all this stuff. And they're like, oh my God. You know, like, it really puts into perspective versus when you're talking to them. Like, they're like, oh yeah, but like, the picture isn't really there.
I mean, I'm sure it's not like necessarily all of it, done through malice or ill-intentional, the comments that they make. But I think that people don't realize the power that words have, because I remember I wasn't always like this, right? I'm sure we were all born being
Happy.
confident.
Yeah,
Happy
confident
and
and happy.
confident. Like I remember being in like sixth grade and choreographing all these like dances with my friends and like singing in the middle. And I would buy these like bright orange like shorts with this like bright orange shirt, and it was like my favorite outfit. And my brother would make fun of me because he'd say I'd stick out like a sore thumb. But I didn't care. I was so confident. And I would like, if you saw me at any party, I would climb on stage and I would dance and I would sing like nobody's watching.
That's the
But then
thing. Like,
at
where
some
did
point,
that go? Like,
I don't know. I feel like at some point, all those words and all that criticism just caught up to me, right? And then it got to a point where I started believing it. And in sociology, they talk a lot about the self-fulfilling prophecy, where it's like if you hear something so many times, after a while you start believing it.
yeah, and it's
And I think that that's really happened to me.
it does, and it's like the like I was saying, the intentions may not always be there, but because society, like where they come from, I know your parents and my parents come from the same place, but even like I see it in all over different Mexican culture, Hispanic culture, they are very accustomed to this kind of behavior, so it's really normal. And I guess like if you say something against what they're saying, it's like you're the bad person, but it's like no, like your words have power, your words can get in somebody's. I was trying to tell somebody in Mexico because I have a cousin, they call him Gordo. And I'm like, why do you call him Gordo? Like, my dad used to call my brother Gordo. And like, he told him until like he was older, he's like, dude, I hated when you called me that. And it stuck in my head. And this is why I had to lose weight, because that name was in my head my whole life. You know? And it's like, I either use it as an excuse or I use it as a more power to me, you know? And I think it's like a mind shift type of thing sometimes, where we can critique ourselves based on what they're saying, but do we use that as a power and motivation to reverse what they're saying, or do we use it as an excuse to conform to what they're saying?
Oh, I'm so happy that your brother said something. Yeah, my mom's nickname for me has always been Gorda. When I was little, she would call me Pozole, she would call me Tamalito. But Gorda was the one. I mean, I think maybe recently she stopped calling me that. And I don't know why. I've never said anything. I've never had this conversation with my mother, even though my therapist has told me that I should many, many times. But it's hard for me to have, like, confront people. But I don't think my mother understands how much that word to this day has haunted me. Because I feel like that is all I am. And so it's like if, and because society has taught us that that isn't beautiful, right? They've taught us that being fat is not beautiful. It's almost like, well, that's where my self-esteem went down, because it's like, well, then I'm not beautiful and I'm not worthy and nobody's gonna love me, you know? So it's like the smaller I can be, the less people that can see me, then maybe the least chance that I'll be hurt, you know? Because like I don't let people in enough to hurt me.
They don't know so much about you, and they don't know where your soft spot is, you know? But I feel like in that perspective, it's really understanding. But in our kids' eyes, they really don't care if we look big or we
Oh,
look
no.
smaller, you know? And that really, I think that that's where we comfort ourselves sometimes, because we're like, they don't care. They love us who we are or how we are. But I mean, it can still, like, at home you're very comfortable, but when you go out into society, that's where the words start to play in, and like it can come into your head, or like you see people looking at you and it's like, oh, you're looking at my stomach, or you're looking at my face, like what are you looking at? And I'm like, just go. And I was talking to my therapist, and he's like, it's like when you put yourself out there, like for me, when I have my business, I go networking events, and I'm like, I get really nervous going to them, and I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't go, maybe I shouldn't do this. And then he's like, no, put yourself out there. And then they're not looking at the fly over your head. They're not looking at the little pelito that's sticking out of your head. They want to know who you are. That's why they're going. Like, they're going to network. And I'm like, yes, but I'm still really anxious. Like, so I sit there and I talk to myself. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm not the only one here. Like, I'm sure everybody else is feeling nervous. Like, you know? So it's like just tricking your mind a little bit, tweaking it up, and then like it'll all be fine at the end of the day, because I mean, I've done it more than once. So after the first, I feel like it's very much more doable. But yeah, I understand, like you wanna hide yourself or you wanna stay home. Like it a lot of that carries on to what you were saying, like wanting to be
And
not
my
be below
therapist did.
yourself, but like out of the light.
And my therapist did tell me something very similar to what you're saying, because she would say, like, Myra, like, when you go out in public, like, you don't, that's not how you see people. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, I don't see a girl walking down the street and be like, oh my gosh, she's so like skinny or she's so fat or oh, her outfit is so ugly. Like, that's not how I think, you know? It's like I'm just out there living my life and getting from point A to point B. And so for the longest time, like even going to the gym, because I love working out and I don't see changes either, girl, but I love working out. Like, just for like myself, the way I feel after I'm done.
Yeah, I
Like,
think
that's
that's the
why I
only
do it.
thing.
Yeah. And so I was like, gosh, I want to go to the gym. I wanted to go to the gym, but I would be like all self-conscious about it. And then I thought about like, you know what, when I go to the gym, like I'm not looking at people. I don't care. Like, yeah, I might see, like if I am looking at a girl or a guy, usually it's because I like without the exercise that they're doing and I want to do it, not because I'm paying attention to what they actually look like. And I'm like, I'm sure most people that go to the gym, like they're just in their head with their headphones on. Like, they just have a list of exercises that they want to do and they want to get in and get out. They're not there looking at me and thinking and judging me. And I think that that really helped me to be like, yeah, like I can do this. I can go to the gym. Like, nobody's looking at me. I'm going to be fine.
The non-judgmental area. So I feel like
Yeah.
that gives you a little bit more comfort. I mean, because everybody's suffering, everybody's trying to get something done, and it's like, I can barely breathe. I can't even stare at that girl, like, you know? So it's like, you, I mean, I say, gente que, like, they'll buy the subscription, won't go again, but it's like hit or miss, and it's like, it's not very common. So I feel like you're more comfortable going to those kind of places because of that.
Yeah. But I think that I mean, obviously, like something that we're still a work in progress. We're still, you know, figuring it all out. But definitely, like something that has helped me is really just putting, like you said, getting myself out of my comfort zone. You know, and my therapist told me, Myra, like you're never gonna stop being afraid. Like, fear doesn't just go away, but you have to find a way to overcome that fear. You know, hence overcoming our fears together. Like, that's the point of this podcast, right? And so I was like, yeah, like you're right. It's never gonna go away, you know, but if you keep doing it, if you keep showing up, if you keep going out in public, if you know, if you're a singer, if you keep singing, if you're a dancer, if you keep dancing, like eventually things will get easier and you'll find a way to overcome that fear. You know, and to push through and to do what you need to do. Because that's another thing. Like, we both kind of talked about how we both loved singing. You know, but we stopped doing it because I hated being on stage. I didn't like being seen. And I think the last time that I sang on stage was when I was pregnant with my daughter. So that was, gosh, she's gonna be 17.
Oh wow. Wait, didn't you sing at the quinceañera? But you weren't on stage,
I
huh?
did. I did sing in the quinceañera, but that was like family. I mean, like on stage, because I
Oh, in
would
front of
sing at
people.
like different festivals and I would
Okay.
sing at different singing competitions and I recorded an album and I wanted to really promote it and put my music out there. But after my daughter was born, it's just like, I think like you said, like that being pregnant and just getting bigger than I already was really messed with my head. So then it was like, oh no, like I don't want to be seen in public. I don't want to sing in public. But even singing at my daughter's quinceañera, like that was so hard for me. And my daughter begged me. And so what I did was I started preparing the song and I would prepare it when my kids weren't home because I work from home, so I have the flexibility to, you know, be home when they're not home. And so when my kids were at school, I would practice the song and practice the song. And I didn't tell anyone because I was like, if I chicken out, like nobody's gonna know, right? Like,
Yeah,
nobody's gonna
the
hold
promise to
me accountable.
yourself.
Yeah. Like, nobody's gonna hold me accountable. And finally, like literally that day, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it because I'm gonna do it for her. At the end of the day, like none of the like this is my family, so obviously I know that there are people that love me. And aren't necessarily gonna criticize me, or at least not too harshly, right? But most importantly, like I did it for my daughter. I wanted to just show her that I love her and that if she asks me for something, I'm gonna show up for her. If she asks me to sing, I'm gonna sing. And so I did sing and I did it for her, but it was so hard for me. I literally hadn't
You did
sang.
it great. It came out so
Thank
beautifully.
you.
Like, we didn't even notice that you were going through anything, you know? Like, But that you
Oh, it
were
was
so
horrible.
nervous about it because, like, it just comes out so beautifully, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, but she, like I did it for her and also for myself, that little girl inside of me. I think we've talked about it, like that stopped believing in herself, that let fear and anxiety and all this self-doubt and all this negative talk in her head kind of control her life. But I'm 38. Like I want to get my voice back. I
Yeah.
want to get control over my life back. And this is where we are at this crossroad with this podcast because it's a big step. It's a big step in the right direction to kind of get back that control and be like, F you, fear. Like
Yeah.
we can do hard things too.
And it's like a lot of the stuff we already do, like for me, I would say like just put it in the schedule and get it done. Because that way you don't really think about what you have to do. If I sit there and think about my schedule, I will like stress myself out. So I'm just like, I just do it and go, you know, I'm so go, go, go. So I'm like, fine. But if I sit there and I think about something or I'm like planning for an event and I'm like, oh, I really don't want to do this, then I dread it long. I dread it more than I really need to because I actually enjoy what I
Yeah.
do. It's just overcoming that, you know? And if we can overcome things together, it's even better. Like,
Yeah.
you know?
And just help people feel less alone. Like it's okay to be scared. We're scared. But if we can, like you said, if we can build this community and know that we're all doing that together, hopefully we'll help, the little girl inside of us, inside of you,
Yeah.
inside of me, and inside of a lot of other little girls and boys, to kind of be able to overcome those fears as well and just get their life back. Because I feel like fear cripples us, and it makes us think that we can't do hard things, that we're not worthy. But if we can start believing in ourselves again and be like, no, like I am worthy and I am loved, and like you said, like my worth doesn't come from what other people think of me.
Exactly.
Like I know who I am and I know what I am worth.
Exactly. It comes back to like all how we think and overcoming certain things. But if you can see like from people's examples and people share, I feel like sharing is also healing. So if you can learn from other people, then it's a win-win, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So
Like,
yeah, that was really what we were going to talk about today. It's just letting you guys know that you're not, if you are in these situations, you're definitely not alone.
exactly.
We've been there and we're definitely in a way still there.
Yes.
But we're getting better and we can all get better and hopefully become, the best version of ourselves for our children, if nothing else, because they need, like you said, like they need a healthy mom. My kids need to see me in pictures. At the end of the day, they're not gonna, I mean, I don't look at the pictures with my mom and criticize her. Like I love my mom and they love me and they see me as beautiful. My kids, I'm sure
We're
your kids tell you all
beautiful.
the
It's
time,
like we
thank
tell
you.
ourselves in the morning when I do affirmations, I'm like, I am beautiful, like, you know, and it's like you have to believe what
Yeah.
you're saying because it's very powerful.
Thank you. That's when I need to start doing that. I need to start doing affirmations every morning. I just need to start doing that.
Yep.
But yeah, kids tell me all the time, and I'm sure they tell you too, like, Mom, you're so beautiful.
We do it in the morning. I do it like when I drop them off, we pray first, and then at the end, we end it with affirmations, and then we're like, today's gonna be a good day, and then we go forward. Like, but we start with, I'm beautiful, I'm strong, I am loved. And so we do it together. And I'm like, I need to go do this now in front of a mirror because, you know, sometimes
Yeah.
it's more realistically because you're staring at yourself. It's kind of like a, I don't know, like, it's the comprometes con ti mismo, like, believe in yourself, you know?
Oh, I love that. I love that you do that with your kids. That's so powerful.
Yeah. And then
Really,
when I drop them off.
when we're driving in the car, we do say, like, today's gonna be a good day, okay, guys? It is gonna be a
Yeah.
really good day.
And then when we used to drop off just her, it was like girl power. So every time we go somewhere and like she's like girl power, I'm like, yeah, girl. So yeah,
That's so
it's very
cute.
cute to see how it goes, you know, like it carries on. So
Yeah. And I'm sure it's healing in a way. I don't know, your daughter's still little, but for me, it's so healing in a way to see how different my daughter is from me at that age
yeah.
and how confident she is. And she's not afraid to speak up. She's not afraid to use her voice. She's not afraid to ask for help.
That's
And that's like
awesome.
really healing for me. Yeah. And I'm sure
It's
it'll
like
be
you
really
see
healing
with
for
them,
you.
you know the difference.
Yeah. And I'm
So,
sure you'll see it with your daughter too as she starts to get older.
yeah, I'm just like, sometimes she can be really moody or, and I'm like, girl, do I stop you? Or like, it's like, oh, sometimes she's really hard to deal with, but I'm like, no, I can't put out that fire because she's gonna be able to, like speak up for herself. And right now she doesn't do it in school. She's very quiet. Like my husband, like they're just so quiet. And I'm like, girl, you gotta tell them what you need. You gotta tell them, like, even to go to the bathroom, I was up and on. I'm like, no, you have to go. That's a daño if you wait,
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're feisty at home and you know what you're doing and you control everyone. So, it's like,
She'll get there. She'll get there. It's hard. I think it's harder for us to, be ourselves in public, but she'll get there.
yeah, one day at a time.
One day at a time. Well, do you have any other things, Diva, that you
No,
want to
I
talk
think this
about?
was a really great topic today, and we covered a lot of grounds and a lot of why we're still doing this and why the project came about and how we're gonna overcome things together and as a community make a difference in our society. And I look forward to the rest of our episodes, and I can't wait to hear back from the news feed and feedback.
Yeah, so make sure if you are following us on the Let's Do It Afraid podcast Instagram page, you can always DM us there if you have any questions, comments, or anything that you want to talk about. And then also you can email us at letsdoitafraidpodcast@gmail.com as well. So thank you guys. Have a good day. Happy
Thank
rest of the
you.
week. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Yes, bye.
Bye.